Senator Deidre Henderson began her political career over a decade ago when she worked on Jason Chaffetz's congressional campaign. In 2012, she was elected to represent Utah Senate District 7, and now she will be adding something else to her political resume, candidate for lieutenant governor.
I feel good about this announcement. It was a hard decision for me to decide to give up my Senate seat, ultimately, to join Spencer as his running mate. But I feel very comfortable and confident in my decision. I believe that Spencer is the right person for this job, and I'm really honored to be asked to join him as his running mate.
Current Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox announced in a Facebook video on Thursday morning that Henderson would be his running mate. Henderson, who represents the southwestern part of Utah County, has most recently made headlines for her work to decriminalize polygamy in the state and for leading a walkout of all of Utah's female senators during a vote on a controversial abortion bill. In the video announcing his pick for Lieutenant Governor, Cox says he met Henderson during the Bald Mountain and Pole Creek fires that happened in southern Utah County in 2018 and led to the largest evacuation in state history.
One of the things that most impresses me about Senator Henderson is her willingness to do the right thing regardless of the consequences, and that's a true leader.
In a press release, Cox stated that Henderson would be taking over campaign responsibilities as he continues to lead the task force to address the mitigation of the coronavirus pandemic in the state. Henderson said her previous experience on Chaffetz's campaign will help her in this endeavor, although she's not quite sure how a grassroots campaign will look at a time of social distancing. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.